Just before Christmas, Think Progress pointed out a troubling trend. According to a report from Florida's Healthcare Insurance Advisory Board, the number of state residents enrolled in healthcare insurance plans dropped for the fifth straight year in a row. In 2006, 4.5 million Floridians were insured. In 2010, only 3.7 million were. This most recent drop solidifies Florida as third in the list of states with the highest number of uninsured citizens. The report attributed the growing numbers of uninsured to the number of small businesses dropping coverage for employees because they simply can't afford it. There is an option for some relief on the horizon, if only Florida would take advantage of it. The Affordable Care Act. Among other things, the act would offer tax credits to nearly 300,000 small businesses for offering insurance to employees. It would also open up millions of federal grants to the state to help it lower out-of-control healthcare costs. During 2011, Rick Scott and Republican legislators rejected that federal money. "It's not the law of the land," Scott told the Palm Beach Post. "That may be the case, but if that's not our plan, I have one question for Scott and the other Republicans who oppose the Affordable Care Act. What is our plan? What are you doing to ensure that more Floridians, not less, have insurance at an affordable rate?" As the legislative session in Tallahassee gets underway this month, those are questions more constituents ought to be posing to their anti-Obamacare representatives.